Hi, welcome to Module 5 of Fly Away Travel Writing Class. This is Tracy Carvels, and today we're going to discuss your platform plus a few insider tips. So first I'd like to tell you about your niche. We discussed this earlier, but it's so important. So consider, what would you like to be known for? Have you thought of that over the course of the class? Do you want to focus on, say, honeymoons or budget travel or adventure travel, outdoor travel, pubs and restaurants? You know, what have you come up with that you would love to write about all the time? I really think it's important to find a niche because it'll give you a focus and it will help editors seek you out a little bit more, because they might say, oh, I need someone to write about, you know, pubs in Dublin. And then if they Google, they'll find your site, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And you'll be known as this person who writes about, you know, pubs and bars and restaurants. And then they'll oftentimes come to you asking you to write a story. It's also just a way for you to harness all your interests and just find one that you can focus on, because obviously the world is a huge place and there's so much to write about. So if you just find one aspect, it'll help you in the long term. It'll keep you focused, and then you'll know, you know, when I go to Switzerland, I'm going to look for X, Y, and Z. Or when I go to Costa Rica, I'd really like to find X, Y, and Z. So it'll just help your mind and help your writing, and it will just make you a more attractive candidate to write a story. If you say, oh, well, I've written hundreds of stories on castles in Germany, you know, and then it will help you to sell your articles a bit more. It's not imperative, but I do recommend it. Now, the next thing I highly recommend is having a blog. Having a blog is very important. I mean, it doesn't even have to be called a blog anymore, but you need to have a website, and this becomes your portfolio. This becomes your home away from home. It's your platform where you can build your expertise. It's a place to have all your articles, a place to write about whatever you want. You could sort of, if you're writing stories for a magazine or newspaper, you could have outtakes on your blog, or you could even write the actual article for your blog. So again, if you have a niche, it'll help you to have a focus with your blog. It's also a place where editors might come by to check out your work. So it's good to have a place with your portfolio of work, whether it's PDFs or links to your articles. Having the blog has helped me tremendously with showing people my work and having editors and actually publicists too find me and be able to say, oh, well, she writes about food, so let's email her about this new exciting place that we have in Malaysia, or we have this new restaurant in Costa Rica. Let's tell Tracy about it. So they get to know who you are and what you like, and you'll get information that might possibly spark a story. So having a blog is a great place to have people find you, and it's also a place that you can show people as your portfolio. I know it might sound like common sense, but there are still a lot of writers I know who don't have a blog, and these days it's important to have this home on the internet where you can showcase yourself. Now, to have a blog, this is another, probably a whole separate class, but I'll just go over a couple of things. The best place to have a blog is WordPress.org, not .com. So you would go to a company like GoDaddy.com, or another site where you can buy the name and make sure you get the WordPress hosting. And it's so inexpensive. I think it's, you know, $60 a year or something. So come up with a name for your blog. You could very well just have your name. as your website and just get a head art created by a graphic designer. Easy, easy to do and not too expensive. And you can easily start your blog literally in a day if you don't want to be too fancy. And you don't have to be fancy. You can just start out with your articles and introducing yourself to the world. So if anyone needs help with a blog, please contact me, Tracy at thebusyheathenist.com, and I can definitely offer you some tips and some contacts and how to put a blog together pretty quickly. My next tip is in regards to press trips. Now, the press trip can be tricky because there are some publications that absolutely positively do not allow them at all. I know that the New York Times, they won't even let you have gone on a trip, even if it's something you're not writing about for them. So if you went on a press trip last week to, say, Wisconsin, which I just did, and then you want to write about California, they won't let you. So make sure you know the rules of the publications that you want to write for. Other publications welcome them because they know that as travel writers, we just can't afford to jet around the whole world on our own budget. So I would make sure you do your research and make sure which publications do or do not allow press trips. But I can tell you the press trip is a really wonderful way to see places that you would never ever think of going to. I mean, I just went to Wisconsin and I live in the States and it's not a state I have ever been to, but I was able to go there and have this wonderful experience. I went to a French cooking class, I toured a cheese factory, I ate dinner after dinner, lunch after lunch, met wonderful friends, made new friends, other journalists from around the country. And it's just a great experience if you're a writer, because we work alone for the most part. We're sitting at home writing our stories, and it's just nice to have that camaraderie with other people who also enjoy writing about travel. So I recommend going for it. I mean, writing for the New York Times anyway, it's not the end-all be-all, and it's certainly not an easy place to get published. So, the other thing is some of these press trips, once you're in the loop with the magazine, they will let you go on them and they will pay for them. So that's another option. But at least there are people called travel publicists, and they have set up these trips for people like us. So you'll get to go and really see how things work in different locations. So I suggest think of some locations that you'd like to visit, and you can Google them, and often on their website they'll have a contact area listing who their publicist is, or there's a general email address. And what you can do is, you know, say you want to visit the Four Seasons in New York City, so you'd go to their website, hunt around, look for who their publicist is, and then contact them and say, I'm writing a story about blah, blah, blah. I'd like some more information on your hotel. And that will sort of get you into the loop of the publicist, who will more than likely put you on their emailing list, and you'll receive emails from them about what's going on at the Four Seasons. In fact, if you do contact the Four Seasons, they'll probably send you what's going on at the Four Seasons all around the world. So you'll get to get a lot of information. You know, after a while, it can be annoying getting tons of emails, but it's actually a great way to get ideas, since, you know, often you might not be traveling around the world. So you might, it might be nice to hear about what's going on at a hotel in Rome or in Paris. So I would start to do some research, reach out to the publicists and email them. And the best way is to have already sold a story. So if you pitch a story on a place, pitch the story, sell it, then contact the hotel or the restaurant or the location and tell them you have sold a story about their property, and that will get them very happy and excited, and then they'll keep you in the loop about future trips and events and goings-on at their location. So that's a sort of insider tip. Some of them will want links to publish stories. So when I contact places, for example, I'm going to Paris to write about a cooking school, and there's a hotel there, and I contacted them, told them I'm writing a story, and they, you know, wanted to see some of my clips. So I might stay at this hotel, I might not. But it's a good way to introduce yourself and sort of get into the loop of the world of travel publicity, because they'll start sending you things and you'll say, oh, wow, that would make a great, great idea. I mean, that's how I found out about the cruise I went on the Amazon River in Peru. So I would not have known about it if I weren't on these people's email lists. So that is my top insider tip on how to get in the loop. And often once you're in, you'll get invited on trips. I mean, this year I've been invited to Israel, a safari in Africa, a hotel in Italy, in Rome, and, you know, I can't even go on all of these trips. So it's still exciting to get invited. So I definitely suggest that you start reaching out so you can learn more about a lot of different places around the world that you can write about. Now, I just want to tell you thank you for joining this class, and travel writing is so much fun, and I just hope that you start sending out your stories, because you can't do this without sending out your stories. To get, you know, and you may get no, 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 rejection, rejection, rejection. But if you just keep plugging away, you will land an assignment. And once you land one and two, it's easier to just keep going and moving forward. And aside from the press trips, you may even get in with a magazine who will pay for you to go to places. That's a possibility too. So the press trip isn't the only way, but it's a good way to get ideas. And then once you have those ideas and you're writing and writing and writing, other magazines might say, oh, we love her style, let's send her off to Costa Rica. You know, we'd love to have her write something for our magazine. So it's just so important to just be in the loop, be around other writers, learn what's going on in the world of tourism, all around the world, or in your favorite locations that you want to write about, and in your niche, of course. So if you're just writing about wine and beverages around the world, which is a great niche to have, you know, get into the loop of those topics and do your research and Google. You know, Google is our friend. Google is our library, our best friend, our answer to many questions that we have. So you can start to say, oh, I'd love to cover wine in Argentina. Start looking at their websites. Go to the wine company's websites. Start talking to people. You know, recently I was invited to a dinner. This wine person was in town from Tuscany. She came to town and was hosting a dinner to explain her wine. So I went to that as a possible story. And she happens to own a castle in Tuscany, and I'm thinking about having it as a story. So, you know, just get out there, go to events, go to dinners, go to wine tastings, go to whatever you can go to. And when you're immersed in this world, you will pick up ideas. Something will spark. You'll say, oh, I would love to learn more about this particular wine in France, or I'd really like to know about these ancient sites in Belize, or, you know, whatever interests you. Just get out there and explore. Just talk to people, immerse yourself, surround yourself with people who love the same thing as you do. They don't have to be your whole life, but they become your sort of co-workers in a way. And you can come with your own passion. We're all our own people. So your own passion for whatever it is that you love will shine through. You know, I just was in Wisconsin. I met this guy who loves wine, and that's what he writes about all the time. And he gets invited on trips that involve wine. He's going on a cruise. He's out there. So just really delve into what it is you love to do and start writing away, and you will be successful. You will. I believe that everyone should be paid for doing what they love to do and being themselves. So get out there, get your blog, start writing, get your name out in the world, get your interests out in the world, and you can create this life that you would love to have. It's very possible. So again, thank you for taking the class. I hope you enjoyed it. And bust out that champagne and have a drink for yourself, because, or seltzer water if you don't drink. You've taken the step to do something that you love to do, and that other people get very envious of it and think, oh, you have a dream job, but it could be anybody's job if that's what they love to do. So I commend you for taking the class, and if you need any further help with your writing, with having a website, with what to focus on for your niche, please, please, please don't hesitate to email me, tracy@thebusyhedonist.com, and I would love to help you. There's room for all of us to write about our favorite topics. So good luck, and keep in touch. And I want to hear about where you're publishing your story, so definitely keep me in the loop. Okay, have a great, great day. Happy travels.